cheers his film before a live studio audience.
Here you go.
Thanks. Say, aren't you Sam Malone?
Guilty as charged.
Small world. Marge Thornhill here. Don't you remember me?
Boy, you know, I can't quite place the face. So where'd we meet?
Well, we didn't actually meet, but I know you remember me. I went to every home game you ever played.
Marge, there are a lot of people up in the stands there.
Sure, but you got to remember me. I always sat right behind first base, five rows up, remember? I used to get there early so I could watch you warm up in the bullpen.
I'm sorry.
I know you couldn't forget this. Hey, Malone, you pitch like my sister. Why don't you go home and make a dress?
Was that you? Well, how've you been?
Guys, I want you to
do the one where you say I couldn't get the ball across the plate if I drove it there in my car.
No, that was then and this is now. By the way, I'm really sorry for all those shots I gave you over the years. No hard feelings?
No, of course not. It's all part of the game.
You're a real sport, Malone. You call this a martini? What'd you use for vermouth? Turpentine?
The great ones never lose.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name. And they're always glad you came. You want to be where you can see. Our troubles are all. You wanna go where everybody knows your name.
All right, I got it. The worst possible way to die? Being eaten alive by rats.
No, I think I can do better than that. I'd say the worst way to die is to be sliding down a razor banister.
Okay?
A greased razor banister.
Wait, I've got it. To die alone, knowing that you have never been loved.
Come on, Fraser, if you're not even going to try.
Ooh, Carla, what are you all decked out for?
It's my second wedding anniversary.
Things are going okay with you and Eddie? I mean, just last week you were calling him a dent-nosed, toothless little frog.
Pillow talk. Well, actually, I was a little upset there about the fact that he's been on the road with the ice show for a month now and I haven't gotten so much as a phone call. But this morning, I suddenly realized what he was doing.
Treating you like crap?
No, that's what he wants me to think. It's his way of setting up the surprise.
So you figure he's been neglecting you just to set you up?
It's gotta be that. I know this man. Woody, what time is it?
Oh, don't go by my watch. I always set it 10 minutes ahead so I won't be late for things.
You were late this morning.
Yeah, I know. I couldn't find my watch.
It's 6:30, Carly.
Well, he's still got 5.5 more hours till midnight. Yeah, he's really cutting it close. But it'll make it all the sweeter when it happens.
Yeah. Anniversaries can be just great. Never forget my first anniversary with Vera. Yeah, oh my God, I did forget it. Maybe I know where I can get a 17-year-old box of candy.
Fraser, my fawn, I deserve a treat. Today my belly button turned from an innie to an outie.
Well, this is news.
Norm, we have a few things we'd like to ask you about.
Oh, great. Must be pretty important if you're willing to buy me a free drink.
Oh, of course we will. A drink for Norm? What do you drink? What's so funny?
It's just that everyone knows Norm always drinks beer, dearest.
Ah, that is hysterical.
Anyway, Lilith and I were talking, and we decided that we would like you to decorate our unborn child's room.
All right, sure, I can do that. I just did a nursery for my sister-in-law. I went with gummy bears rampant in a field of Smurfs.
Oh, no. We'd like to stay away from that cutesy-ootsy drivel that retards the child's creative and intellectual development.
All right, do we know if it's going to be a boy or a girl?
We are not going to cram sexual identity down our baby's throat. So, naturally, the room should be sexually neutral.
Great. Fine, I can do that. When I'm finished, your kid won't have a clue what sex it is.
Hey, everybody, listen up. We only got a few minutes to the game here. Who wants in on the basketball court?
I'm in.
Yeah, put me down.
There you go, gentlemen. Woody, how about you?
Oh, I don't know, Sam. I don't like playing games for money. You end up either losing money or taking it from your friends.
No, no, Woody, this is just a game, man. You know, $5 a square. You got four quarters, four chances to win.
I don't know. I don't like taking money from my friends.
Go ahead, Woody. Nobody here gives a hoot about you anyway.
Okay, great.
Money.
This isn't gambling, is it?
Gambling?
Sam, we have had this talk before. I can get closed down.
This? Oh, no, no. Thanks. This is not gambling. This is, well, this is a game. Haven't you ever heard of championship tic-tac-toe? It's a great game. Who's next here?
Me.
All right.
It's my turn. And I will take this square here. And, oh, by the way, Sam, here's that $5 I owe you.
Well, no, you fell right into my trap there, buddy. Here you go. Oh, Sammy, by the way, this, out of your wallet a couple of weeks ago.
How stupid do you think I am? I know exactly what's going on here.
What's the big deal? It's just a friendly little game of wagering. It's a simple $500 pot.
I can't believe you people. Do you really think you're going to get something for nothing? Do you know how long it takes me to earn $500? Give me three squares.
You guys, get a load of that guy over there with the fake beard and the dark glasses. Does that look like somebody I'm married to in a special anniversary disguise? Well, two can play at the surprise game. Your beard might be phony, but I know something about you that's real. Wait a minute, you're not Eddie. But you're not bad. Where is Eddie? Why haven't I heard from him?
It's dear to see Carla so concerned about her mate. Do you remember when you gave that lecture in New York in a fit of whimsy and I flew in to surprise you?
It was hardly a surprise. We booked those reservations 3 weeks in advance.
So you were in on it. Still, it was a wacky thing to do.
Hey, Sam. End of the first quarter. Oh, what's the score here?
26-25, boss.
Let's see. The winner is... Uh-oh. Woody.
What a shame. You know how he feels about taking any of his friends' money here.
You think you can talk him into it?
Yeah. Well, give it a try here.
Hey, Woodrow, you won the first pot.
How much do I win?
$125.
Yes! Come to Papa!
I'm in the money! I'm in the money!
Maybe we could force him to take it.
Woody, listen to me for a minute. I don't want to, like, you know, put down your good time here. Whoa, listen to me. Listen to me. There's kind of a tradition amongst gamblers, especially gamblers who want to stay alive, that you don't, you know, dance and wave money around in front of people you just want it from.
Can I sing?
No, you can't sing.
Well, I guess it'd be out of line to chant in your face, in your face.
Evening, everybody.
Oh! What's going on, Mr. Peterson?
Flashing sign in my gut that says, insert beer here.
Oh, no.
Ah, my clients. Guys, I've devised a color scheme for the nursery, but I have to warn you, it's a bit drab.
Oh, good. I will not have our child emotionally attached to cartoon mice and teddy bears. No, our child will receive affection from parental embraces administered at generously scheduled intervals.
And I bet he comes back one day to thank you for that. Probably while you're sleeping. You won't feel a thing.
Okay, 46 to 55. That's the half. Let's see.
Clear the dance floor. What do you want again?
Thanks.
thanks. That's all you're going to say, thanks?
Well, sure.
Oh, wait a minute. Listen, the only thing that people hate worse than a guy who gloats is a guy who stands there smug when they know that he's gloating on the inside.
If you're going to dance, for God's sake, dance.
I don't want to dance, you guys. I didn't mean to hurt anybody. I just want to sit here quietly and count my bucks. Let's see, that would be 5. 10. 15. Wait, there's something written on this 5.
Oh, that'd be mine. Here, let me give you a clean one. I'll take that back.
I don't mind.
No, it's all right. You get ink all over your fingers and...
Let's see what it says. Happy 30th birthday, Cliffy Bitch. Yeah. Sorry I didn't have time to shop. Love, Ma.
You've been carrying around a gift from your mother for 10 years?
No, no, Sammy. The post office just delivered it yesterday.
Yeah. Very funny. You're just jealous because I got a mom who sends me $5 on my birthday and you don't.
What are you talking about? Your mom sends me money all the time, Cliff. I got one right here, actually. Dearest Norm, thanks for hanging out with my dorky son. You're a saint. Love, Ma Clavin. P.S. I'm writing this in the nude.
My ma didn't write that. My ma's never been nude in her life.
I got some flowers here for Carla LeBec.
Oh, yes. Let the present parade begin. Ah, I wonder what Eddie's plan is. Flowers every hour? Or maybe the presents are just going to get bigger and bigger as the night goes on. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be surprised if I left here tonight with an electric fondue set. Yes. Happy second anniversary, your loving husband, Edward LeBec. Oh.
Wow, what a guy.
Yeah, boy, that's really sweet, Carla.
Yeah, nice flowers, too.
I hear that keeps them fresh longer.
Hey, hold on. Where are you going? What is that about?
Those flowers weren't from Eddie.
What are you talking about?
His real name isn't Edward. It's Gee.
Huh? What?
G-U-Y, Gee. People just call him Eddie because it's too weenie to say Gee. All right, which one of you dirtbags sent those gorgeous flowers?
Come on, we didn't send those. You know, I bet you Eddie spent about $50 for those flowers.
50? Tell me it was going to be 35.
Dad, I don't believe that you guys don't think Eddie's going to come through. I mean, I'll tell you, I got faith in Eddie. He's the best husband in the whole world, and he is going to come through. You'll see.
She's right, you know.
Yeah. You know, seeing a wife stand up for a husband like that makes me realize what I have at home. Guess that's kind of why I'm here.
Yeah, 2 dozen long stem. And make the card out to Carla with all my love, Gee. Yeah, Gee, as in geek.
Carla, it's midnight. Anniversary's over.
No, Sam, it's over here. Where Eddie is, it's still going on. He's got almost 3 hours left.
Carla LeBec?
Ah, flowers.
There you go.
Well, aren't you a little old for a delivery boy?
It's my father's night off. Thank you.
Does anybody know who these are from and who they're for?
Cliff's mom, for me.
No, they're from Eddie LeBec, for me, for our anniversary. Now, are you guys satisfied, or would you like to sit on these?
Boy, that's love for you.
Yeah, really, I got a tear in my eye.
Yeah, you're going to have this in your eye if you don't lay off my mom.
Oh, Carla, those are gorgeous. Who sent them?
Who do you think?
Oh, isn't Eddie sweet? Oh, why can't Mormons send flowers?
I didn't know Mormons couldn't send flowers.
I said more men, not more muns.
I know they can't dance.
No, Sammy, that's the Amish.
Why can't Mormons send flowers?
They can.
What are you talking about?
I just wish someone would send me some damn roses.
Well, why does it have to be a Mormon?
Oh!
Cheers.
Some people you just can't discuss religion.
Carl, that was your florist. They didn't accept your credit card for the flowers. You got to bring them cash.
Okay, Eddie didn't send the flowers. I sent them to myself. I just figured that when he did do his wonderful surprise, it might be later, and you guys might miss it. So just get off my case. It's gonna happen, okay?
There is one bright side to all this.
Yeah, what's that?
You can have the sweetest smelling garbage on the block.
Sammy, well, that's the end of that game.
Who's the winner? Oh, dear. Guess who?
Yes! Again! A clean sweep for the board machine. All four quarters are mine. Hey, here's $3. Go buy yourself some luck.
I'm sorry, Woody, but you're wrong. Rebecca won.
What?
Well, I hope you learn from my example. I'm going to show you how a really gracious winner behaves. Read them and weep for me!
Excuse me, miss.
Yes, sir.
I'm Detective McGinnis, Boston Police Department. I'm off duty here, but for your sake, I really hope there isn't any gambling going on here.
Gambling? No, sir. I earned this money. I'm a prostitute. That isn't better, is it? No, this is just a little joke. We play a little game here, but we never play for keepsies. See, I take the money in, and I give the money back like this.
Give this back to me later.
With Serafina. Antony's on his way over here with a package for me from Eddie right now.
Hey,
that's him. That's Antony with my present. Woody?
Well, why didn't he come in?
No brakes in the car.
How's he stop?
Well, he either swerves into hedges or he coasts around the block until he can stop the car with his foot. Oh, man, this is going to be good.
Laundry? They send you his laundry?
Yeah, once a month, but this has got to be some kind of joke. I mean, he wouldn't send it on our anniversary. There's got to be a present packed in here, right? Oh, that Eddie, what a guy, packing a present in some laundry. It's got to be in here somewhere. Here. I was wrong. What are you all looking at? What are you avoiding looking at? I know what you guys think. You think he forgot. You think my marriage is in big trouble and Eddie's turning into my typical creep husband. Well, it's not true, so just go back to your stupid lives. No, I'm order of beer. Clavin, bore us. Oh, Woody, why don't you tell us about how another one of your relatives lost a body part in some farm equipment?
Did I ever tell you about my Aunt Lefty?
Shut up. Back to your sad, pathetic lives. Me, I'm going home. I'm gonna go sit in a dark room and have some fun, putting on a Gene Pitney record, and I'm gonna slice Eddie's face out of every picture in the house.
Oh, hey, how you doing? No, I don't think she can come to the phone, Eddie. She has plans for the
evening. Give me that phone! Is this really Eddie?
Well, sure it's me, babe.
Listen, honey, I'm sorry I couldn't come home. I mean, I wanted to make last year's celebration look sick.
I already had my plane ticket. I'm at the airport and everything, and they call me back to rehearsal. They changed the whole script to the ice show.
They've taken all the humanity out of the big bad wolf. And the three little pigs think they're God's gift to ice. I really don't want to talk about it.
Ed, when am I going to see you again?
Gee, I guess in a couple of months.
A couple of months?
Listen, honey, I gotta go.
Bus is about to leave from Yakima. If I don't make it quick, the pigs will grab all the good seats.
Hey, Eddie, I love you.
I love you too, sweetie. Bye.
Hey, everybody, listen up. I want you all to repeat after me. I am a very stupid person.
I am a very stupid person.
And I will never doubt the undying love and total commitment that exists, always has existed, and always will exist between Carla and Eddie Lebeck.
I'm a very stupid person.
Turns out the only reason he didn't surprise me was he had to rehearse. And I'm going to show you momos a lesson. Well, that was Eddie on the phone.
Hey.
Wasn't that just the nicest, sweetest thing for Eddie to remember?
Yeah, Carla, sure was.
Yeah. You called and reminded him, didn't you, rat lips?
How could I? I don't even know where he is.
Sammy, I'm going to ask you again, and I'm warning you. Hey, don't back up. I'm not going to hurt you, you wimp.
All right.
The women in my family, for generations, have had absolutely no talents or gifts but one. We can make up any curse and make it stick. Okay? Now, tell me the truth. Well, my curse on you is going to be, you let me think of a good one here.
No, not the hair. Anything but the hair.
Okay. Your eyes. Oh, no, wait a minute. I got it. Your tongue is going to swell up so big, you're going to have to buy a seat on the plane for it.
God, this is ridiculous.
Sammy, you know I can do it. Now look into my eyes and tell me the truth. Did you call Eddie and remind him about our anniversary?
No, Carl, I didn't.
Okay. But you and your tongue better be telling the truth.
Family curse. How gullible do they think I am? Oh, no. No, oh.
Carla! Carla!
What?
Nothing.